Name one item in your closet you'd rather trade a kidney for than give up.
I have a denim jacket, but I got it when I was 9 years old. Yeah, that one.
Hands down, who is your all-time favorite designer?
Donatella Versace.
Which trend needs to die and never come back?
Fishnets.
If you could lose yourself shopping in any city, which one would you choose?
Paris.
What is your favorite brick and mortar store?
We have a new one here called Pernia Pop-Up and a Nicobar in there.
Hey, Tedra.
Hey, Julie.
So we have a little bit of an international and multicultural theme happening on our fashion podcast for a few weeks now, and today is no different. We are speaking with Sonia Tiyam. Sonia hails from northern India, and as we learned today, this part of the world is rich in family tradition and cultural influence.
Yeah, she actually studied and became a doctor because that was her father's wish, but she knew her passions lied elsewhere, so she secretly started a blog for like an entire year while practicing medicine. She named it Sheer Vanity Sonia. I really hope it comes across in this interview just how brave Sonia was to step out and leave her medical profession behind. She had the quiet support of her mother, but a father who just really didn't understand what she was doing. She took that leap of faith and hasn't looked back. She's now amassed nearly 200,000 followers on Instagram. She's blossoming into her own style and beauty, and it's really a great thing to see.
You're listening to We Get to Know podcast, and for years we've all been following some of the most inspiring bloggers and social media influencers. Simply put, we get inspired. The next best thing to following our favorite influencers is hearing their story straight from them. So listen in as we get to know Sonia.
Hi, Sonia, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me, where are we talking to you from today?
You're talking to me from India, Bangalore.
I've always wanted to go to India. Someday I hope I get to go.
Oh, you should come. All right, you have to meet me.
I know. If you could say like what's, I mean, I know it's a big place, but like what's like one or two like main places I would not want to miss?
You shouldn't miss Agra, where there's Taj Mahal. You know about Taj Mahal, right? It's like the seven wonders.
Yes, of course. Uh-huh. So beautiful.
That you have to visit Jaipur. It's the royal palace, like a lot of royal palaces. And you need to come to Bangalore. You have to meet me.
Yeah.
So yes, there's two cities.
I know. I hope so someday. So tell me, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Manipur.
Okay. And so like, did you live there like all through school or?
No, I lived there just till when I was 10 years old. And I came to Delhi, which is the capital of India, to do my schooling.
Oh, okay. And then how'd you end up in Bangalore?
I came here for my higher studies, which is college. Yeah. So for that, I came here.
And then you decided to stay?
Yeah, because blogging eventually started after my college. And yeah.
So what did you go to school to study?
I finished an MBBS. I'm a doctor by profession.
You're a doctor?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. What kind of medicine did you study?
I finished MBBS. That is the basic graduation you do, like Bachelor of Medicine, Bachelor of Surgery. That's what I finished in Bangalore. And I practiced for a year almost. But I just couldn't take it. I didn't feel right.
Oh my gosh. So that's a lot of school. And then to be like, no, I don't think so.
I was so suffocated. Like, I don't mind doing anything in the cosmetic part, like the dermat and the aesthetic part. But I did not enjoy anything where I had to be doing night duties. And literally, I did for my father. He wanted me to become a doctor. Like in India, we have all this kind of scenes, like, you know.
Yeah.
You don't live separately even if you're 30. So like you're under your parents' control, but we're breaking the norms. So I just told him that I cannot do it anymore. And then, yeah, I started with this business.
Did you have to like get up some nerve? Or like, let me just break this down for a second. So when you started having feelings like, I'm not sure if I actually want to practice medicine, did you already know you wanted to be a blogger or you just knew you wanted to leave medicine?
First thing first, I never wanted to enter the medicine thing. First, like from the beginning, I was forced to. In India, we have this thing, like you have to do what your parents want you to do. It's kind of like not a tradition, but it's kind of like a trend. You do what your parents want you to do. Like nobody cares what you want to do. So now it's changing because we're trying to like break it. But yeah, so my father wanted, we have four siblings. All of us are doctors. You wouldn't believe that.
Wow. So your dad was like set on medicine.
Yes, he wanted to open a hospital with all of us like working there. I said, I can do it for, like, I can study for you, but I don't think I can practice it. I always told him like from before, but maybe he was thinking, oh, I should just do it because she'll start earning money and she'll not find any other things to do. So he didn't take me seriously, but I was like, I had to find something where I can just jump onto and leave this thing, you know.
What was your mom's opinion on it?
So my mom, she kind of support me, but very silently, because again, in India, like the man has more power in the household. All right. So my mom is very strong. She herself is a jewelry designer and a teacher, but she's very scared. If I fail, my dad will blame her. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Uh-huh. Is your dad a doctor also?
No. The funny part is he wanted to be, but he ended up being in the education society of the government. So he works for government in the education place, like the state education and stuff like that. So it's very much into education.
So then you said you had three siblings. So are they all practicing doctors then?
Four of us. Two of them are studying, like two of us are done. So one, my second sister is next to me, is a maxillofacial surgeon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So then when you told your dad that you're wanting to, he already knew you didn't want to study, but then you did it anyway. But when you told him you were leaving, did you already know you wanted to be a blogger at that point?
So this happened on a fluke. I happened to join a competition with Swarovski, that jewelry brand. Yeah. So there was this like all India competition of blogging thing. And it was like 2014, I guess. So I just didn't even have a follower. There's like good amount of followers on my Instagram, but I was always into fashion. So I just took part and I won that competition.
Wow.
And then I kind of like didn't take it seriously. I didn't think that I had the potential to do it like majorly. So I didn't kind of take it seriously. So I didn't do it for 1 year, but I was like, those days I was practicing. Then I was like, what do I do? What can I do to take, like, get away from this? So I started hiring a photographer who takes my picture until date, and she started taking pictures and we started getting noticed by brands and stuff like that. And that's how it started. And one thing my father never knew for 1 year.
Okay. So you were doing this all on the side. Were you still working in the medical world?
Yeah.
Okay. So you sort of did both for a little while.
Yeah. And I was investing on my photographer because nobody does anything for free, right?
Right.
So I was investing on her, but I was never earning a penny back from that,
those kind of work. Wow.
It was like a very tough 1 year for me.
So when you got the nerve up to talk to your dad, like, how did that go?
I sent him my pictures and I told him that I won 1 year back and I'm like starting to earn money and stuff like that. And you know what? Till date, he doesn't like what I'm doing. You know, he kind of goes and talks to his friend and is a little proud of me, but he never shows in front of me.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, he still wishes you were a doctor, but at the end of the day, he probably can't help but show that, you know, he loves you and he's proud of you for what you're doing.
Yeah, he has to, like, right now, because I told him, I did whatever you wanted me to do now, it's time for me to live my life, because you get one life, right? You have to do it now, or it's like never.
Yeah. So when you started your blog, I mean, you have a lot of followers. Like, how did, were you surprised that people started following you, and how did that all take you? I mean, seems to me like you haven't been doing that long to grow such a big following. And is that popular? Like, are a lot of people doing blogging in India?
All right. So when I started, I didn't know we could earn money out of blogging. So I just did entirely, completely out of passion. The followers happened because of the competition. That was like one thing that helped me boost my followers, because it was a big brand and it was associated with one of this like pop culture website called PopExo in India, like, which they promote influencers to a different level. Okay. So that level like kind of boosted me up in terms of followers and then my content. And where I come from, Manipur, it's like Manipur, there are like seven other states. It's called the northeast of India. So this, it's fashion forward, like, cities we have more than the capital cities. The Seven Sisters have more, like, they're more fashion forward. Like, we all look Mongolian, like Chinese, Koreans, and Japanese. So we have this like K-pop culture going on there. So whatever I wear and stuff, these girls seem to really like it and they follow like majorly from there.
So what would you say like your style is? Like, how would you describe like your style?
I'm very minimal and I wear me. I like to wear myself. Like, I do not go for trend and stuff like that. So it's minimal yet very me.
So you sort of stick to your style.
Yeah. I like to wear my mood myself.
What has your mom sort of been thinking now that you're doing it for a while and you left medicine? Like, what does she think now?
She thinks I took like the wildest decision of my life.
Yeah.
Because she thinks I can earn a lot of money through being a doctor, and then you get a lot of respect and stuff like that. And the fact that I left that really like thinks that I'm such a gutsy, like I am so bold.
Yeah. I'm sure she thinks you're very brave.
She does think one part of her thinks I'm very brave, one part of her thinks I'm very foolish.
Yeah. Well, who inspires you?
My mother, in a way, yeah, she does. She's very, very strong.
How did you start your blog? Because I don't know if you have any experience with technology, but how did you get started with that?
I told you, right? I always like loved fashion ever since when I was like 10 years, 11 years. I always like looked fashion as an art. Like, I never thought that this is something to flaunt or to impress boys like that. I always thought that it's beautiful, like it's a form of art. And even in college, I used to be odd one out because I used to wear like a lot of different things than other girls and other people around. So yeah, and then I actually did not know about blogging and I started doing YouTube. And you know, YouTube is a little difficult those days, like 3-4 years back. It's very difficult, right? And too much of work, like you cannot keep on editing and all of that stuff while you were practicing. Because of that competition, I realized there's something called blogging, and I started blogging just to enter the competition. Like, wrote shit 2 blogs just to enter the competition. And I, because the competition was based on styling and on spot interview, I won. And then that's how I discovered myself, like, yeah, this is where I belong.
What about the technical side of things, like actually creating a website and that sort of thing?
All right. My boyfriend is an engineer. Like, we've been together since 10 years. And
oh, wow.
He's like my major support. And so he is a geek and he did everything for me. Like, from the first day, he actually bought the website for me and then he did everything for me.
Okay. So on the videos on YouTube, did you film those yourself?
Oh, yes. I never had a proper camera or a tripod. So I used to like stack up pillows and books, like my medical books, with a camera. And yeah, I used to shoot that in my house. I love makeup. And yeah, so that's how I started doing. And then I used to get like decent views those days, like 1,000, 2,000. Like, it's fine, right?
When yeah. I mean, that's great.
Yeah. And I was like, I was really confused to either continue doing YouTube or like when I got this knowledge about blogging. But then I thought that blogging is even more convenient in terms of like workload. But now I think it's same. Whatever you do, if you have to like make it big, you have to put a lot of hard work.
Yeah, I would say when I was looking at your Instagram, because you were mentioning it's like a really a creative artistic outlet for you. I thought that, like, I get that that's what you're going for and that's your vibe, because I could tell, I mean, just even the way that like you're posing or the way that you're styling yourself and like the things that you're posing in front of. Sometimes it was like maybe like you're all dressed up, but then your background is like super casual or even like a little rugged, you know, but you're dressed up. So
yeah.
How are you taking your photos and writing your blogs? Like, how often are you doing that?
So off late, like, you know, there's a very sad thing that happened that my photographer had a seizure.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, very unfortunate, but she's very strong. She's coped up really well. So I haven't been able to even write down one thing on my blog since then. Because she's not only my photographer, she's my like best friend, because we grew together like up in terms of work. I found her and then she wasn't that great in photography. I wasn't that great in my work. And then we grew together. And now people know us in Bangalore. It's kind of nice that you grow together. And then she happened to have this and I have like mental block.
Yeah. How is she doing? Is she going to recover or?
She is recovering and she fell down and there was stitches around and stuff. And since I was a doctor, I went to dress her up, like the dressing on her injury. Then I found out that we cannot do dressing. We have to do stitches. And we ran to the hospital and stuff like that. And she was monitored for 24 hours.
Oh, so you were with her when she had the seizure?
No. I wasn't with her, but I ran to her house.
Yeah.
Because of that, I've not been able to write down anything of late. But if I do, we do a lot of concept and mood boards and stuff like that, both of us together. And we scout location. It's very, very difficult to scout location in Bangalore or any part of India for that matter. Like the kind of location I wanted, the kind of location we have, it's very difficult to match around because I don't do traditional outfits, you know, I do more like high fashion things. So it's very difficult for us to like get what we want, but we drive around and scout locations and just, and first thing first, like shooting in the crowd, it's very difficult for us because people do tend to watch you like a movie is going on, like a movie show.
Yeah.
So, you know, now I have developed thick skin. I don't care whatsoever, like let people stare. But yeah, so that's how we do. And then I come back and accumulate all the pictures I want and start editing. Like she color corrects and I put on my filters. Like you said, you know, I have one color theme going on my Instagram. Like I have a different aesthetic that I want to develop throughout. So we start post-processing and then that's how the blog goes. And I don't do paid blogs.
Oh, you don't?
I don't do paid blogs because my Instagram, anyways, have become a little commercialized, which really do not make me happy. See, I need to have my bread and butter. I need to have a house, but everything you do for passion shouldn't become too commercialized and it to eat you and takes away your, you know, passion. So initially I used to do a lot of paid blog, then it started like eating me and I started thinking, why am I doing this for? Like everything right. Become so monetary and it was making me happy.
And it's like one thing if it like fits into your brand and like sort of the way that you, your style.
I want.
Yeah. Versus like trying to curve what you are to fit someone else's
yes,
brand.
That's
yeah.
why I decided one day I decided and I told myself, I'm not going to do any paid blog because I have to be who I am somewhere, like completely me, 100%.
So what's it like in Bangalore?
The blogging scenario?
No, like your city that you live in.
Oh, it's a beautiful city. The climate is amazing. It's a Silicon Valley, we call it. Like it's like full IT and
a lot
computer.
Of tech. Okay.
Yeah, all the big technology companies are here. Say HP, Dell, Samsung, everything is in Bangalore. And it's more of like, we used to call Bangalore the city of pubs because we have a lot of pubs. We used to have a lot of metal concert and I have been to so many. So it's more like a music, technology kind of city together.
And what's the population there?
Population?
Mm-hmm. Like how many people?
I never counted. I don't know. I've never like gone into that part.
Well, like in general, I mean, is it like a million people or like, is it a big city?
It's a big city. I think 4 million. I heard somebody talking that. Yeah. A few days back, 4 million or something. Yeah.
So that's pretty big. I mean, so they have everything there, I guess.
Yeah. It's a beautiful city. You should visit once if you come to India.
So you love fashion, but you love makeup. If someone said you had to choose, which one would you choose?
Fashion. Because I used to mask myself with makeup. I used to think I'm ugly. And that's how I started loving makeup. I used to do makeup just to make me feel... I used to do makeup just to go to run errands. Can you believe that?
Well, we spoke to someone today who, in an earlier podcast, and she's Russian. And she said, like, no one ever leaves their house in Russia without full makeup. And she's like, when she moved to the States, she was like, I could not believe how casual all the women are. And, like, they go out without no makeup. I mean, sometimes, obviously, but...
That's shocking.
Uh-huh.
Right? Oh. So even I used to be like that. I would never leave my house, like, even 100 meters without a foundation on at least. Then eventually when I started doing this blog and Instagram, I started loving myself more.
Well, I was going to say you're beautiful. So I hate to hear you call yourself ugly because, I mean, I look at your photos and I think you have the coolest style. You're beautiful. And yeah, I love what you're doing.
It's not what I think about myself. It used to be this society that used to like tell we have this norms, like, you know, in India, we are very odd one out. You see, we have Mongolian eyes, Asian eyes, you know, so we look very different from the mainland Indians, like they have bigger eyes. You know, Bollywood?
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, Priyanka Chopra, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So the girls like have bigger eyes and like perfect face like her here, mostly. We are different. We have flat face and stuff like that. So we've been told like that from childhood that we are like different. And so all of that kind of like, you know, sets into your brain. And eventually when you grow up, you think that you're ugly. But this journey of doing blogging and Instagram, like, made me really realize that I should embrace what I have because I love my race now.
Yeah. And I think too, like, I mean, it's unique. Like, I think it's like anytime like you're, I mean, I assume this is like your entire area, right? You all have like, you're saying different features than traditional Indian features. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, all of us, like the seven sisters, like eight sisters now, the northeastern part of state, we were told that this kind of looks are not beautiful. So we always wanted to look like the mainland Indian, you know?
Oh, uh-huh, yeah.
But then now what have happened is, if you look at Bollywood, you'll not find one Indian actor or actresses from our race. I do not mean to, like, you know, talk bad about my country, but this is what we have been going through, you know, from the past decades and decades, you know, like, we weren't accepted of who we are because we were different from them. Now, if you come to that part of the country, people listen to more Korean things and stuff like that, more than Bollywood.
Okay, gotcha. No, I think too, like living in this time, it's a different time. There's a lot of changes even here in America happening right now for women. And like you said, just being able to like make this choice for yourself in India, it's an exciting time for women, even though it might be different scales at the moment, you know, but still, I think it's showing growth and improvement for all of us.
I hope. I think everything will change in the course of time. I just hopefully think that way.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, so then just maybe I'm going to ask you a couple of fun fashion questions. So what's your like nighttime style, would you say, versus like daytime?
You mean to say when I go out for a party and stuff like that?
Yeah, uh-huh. Like if you're going to go out.
All right, I don't party that much anymore. But if I go out, I like to wear comfortable clothing, even if it's like dressy. So maybe a nice long white leg and a nice bodysuit, stuff like that.
So what do you like to spend your money on? I mean, what do you like to splurge on? And then what do you like to bargain shop?
Splurge on a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
And cheaper price. I like to splurge on bags, designer bags. And I like to thrift clothes.
Oh, thrift clothes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to pass this off to Julie. I'm sure she has a follow-up question for you. Hi, Julie. Are you there?
Yeah. Okay, so I am obsessed with your transition, I guess, from not having the best self-esteem and how you look to now, especially in what you're doing, you're putting your face, you know, out there every day, whatever. How do you think that you transition from low self-esteem to thinking that you're beautiful and you want to show your face? Because I think that is what holds so many people back, that, you know, they may look a different way or they might be beautiful, but for some reason they don't think they are. I mean, what do you think kind of helped you gain higher self-esteem or became you more aware of how you look?
Thank you, Julie, for like your compliments. Makes me really happy. And compliments like this kind of motivates and things that makes you think you're worth it. You know, like you're good, you're doing good. So a lot of time in my journey, when I started, I was not comfortable even putting out a picture without makeup. Everything was so well put. Mm-hmm. Everything was like, if I do a story, I would put on makeup and do stuff like that. Then I got love from so many people telling, oh my God, you're so beautiful and stuff like that. Then I was like, who am I lying to? You know, these people are supporting me, giving me a career, and I'm lying to them. It's not fair, right? I don't have eyebrows. All right. I never had eyebrows. So I would like draw a lot of eyebrows and go live or do things like that. Then I was like, I should tell my problems. This is my insecurities. I started sharing my insecurities, you know, not having eyebrows, having breakouts.
And did you notice that people responded to that well when you kind of...
Exactly. So I thought people will give me hate. But fortunately, when I started sharing things like this, they shared their problem too. So we could relate together. And like, it's like we grow together, right. The audience and I. The awesome. Chemistry went really well. It's fortunate. A lot of people are not blessed with this kind of audience too. Like,
right. Well, not only that, but I think it's so hard to just put yourself out there in a personal way. Because you can be so many things behind a camera. But when you're, you know, talking about not having eyebrows or whatever else your quote unquote issue is raw and it's hard.
Yeah, and I thought I'll get hate comments. I did a lot, but I ignored. And I realized that, like, if there's two head commons or like another 10 girls who are with me and who is suffering from the same thing, what should I do? Should I concentrate more on the hate, or should I just give power to these girls who are having the same problem as me?
Yeah.
So I give attention to those 10 girls more than two haters.
Right. Well, I think you're doing a great job for all of those out there that have issues that they're, you know, hiding behind. I love your story. So
thank you.
Good message. Okay, what are one or two great tips you can share with our listeners? It could be about life, about your blog, anything.
I'll give one tip for life and one tip for okay. blogging. One for life is to love yourself. Like, it's a tough journey, but learn the process to love yourself and like practice self-love, basically. And for blogging, just do you, where you put out what is you. Don't, a lot of trends and stuff like that is on Instagram. You see every other Instagram page looks similar, but just do you.
If I call you at 9 a.m. on any given day, what are you most likely doing?
I'm probably eating and like cuddling with my dogs, either of them.
What is something people would be surprised to know about you?
I was about to say that I'm a doctor, but you guys know it already.
You've unplugged. How do you decompress?
I would like to go to a rest house with my dogs and like chill there, relax.
Who are three people you love to follow on Instagram?
There's a singer artist called Dean. There's a fashion page called Maggie on the Rocks and Frankie Shaw. These three are like my go-to now.
Excluding social media, what is your favorite app?
I keep on editing all day on different apps. So I have VSCO, I watch YouTube, I keep editing on different kind of apps.
Do you have a book you currently cannot put down?
I do not get a lot of time to read, but I am reading this book called The Shoe Dog, the Nike.
Oh yeah, actually yeah. I have that book. I haven't read it yet, but I do have it.
Yeah, it's very motivating because I'm doing business right now. It's kind of a business. It gives me a lot of kick to do well in what I do.
Actually, I think I bought it for my husband, but I'll have to read it. Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Describe your perfect day.
Get up in the morning, have a cup of tea. I'm a tea lover, and then I water my plants and I stay with my dogs. Like, my dogs gets paranoid if I'm not at home, so I have to give one whole day to them, and that's a perfect day.
Oh, that's sweet. What kind of dog do you have?
I have an English Cocker Spaniel and I adopted one, Indy. A lot of people ignore the breed. We own our own country. And I found this little girl on the road and I adopted her. And it's like, she's inseparable right now.
Oh, cute. Okay, we know you love to drink tea in the morning. What do you like to drink at night?
A green tea. I drink chai in the morning, like the tea chai, the Indian chai, and I sleep with a green tea. I do not drink alcohol anymore because I have migraine. Oh. I would have loved to, but I'm not allowed to.
What city has you shedding a tear when you leave?
Oh, my hometown, Imphal, Manipur, every time.
Do you have a current Netflix addiction?
Oh yeah, I'm watching a lot of K-dramas. Like, you guys know Korean dramas? I'm addicted to all the Korean dramas on Netflix.
What favorite beauty product is found in your bag at all times?
Vaseline, like lip balm. It's always there, either in my pocket or my bag.
Who would you love to have coffee with or tea?
Dean. So this Korean artist, like R&B hip-hop artist, is hot and his thing's amazing. So his name is Dean. You guys should check out.
Do you live by a motto?
A lot of mottos, not only one. But first thing first is to just give love and ignore all kind of hates.
Do you have a celebrity crush?
Dean. I'm obsessed with him. I'm sorry.
I hope Dean listens to this.
I just hope, you know how much amount of stories I send to him. Oh, I'm ignored, so it's okay.
I just hope
he listens to it. Yeah.
What song do you currently have on repeat? Is it Dean again?
I say again, it's a Dean song. It's called Instagram. And it's in Korean, but you should read the lyrics. It's beautiful. It's all for those Instagram and social media addicts.
What meal would you choose as your last meal?
A nice home-cooked, mom-cooked traditional meal.
Who is your girl crush?
Jello, always. Jennifer Lopez. Oh, my God. Just love her.
What is the best gift you've ever received?
My first dog. my boyfriend gave it to me.
What is the best gift you've ever given?
I don't actually give a lot of things. Maybe a few games that I gave to my boyfriend. Like, he is a geek, like I said. He gets happy whenever I give him a PlayStation or something, a game. Whatever, like, yeah.
What is the last thing you Googled?
I was Googling one of this guy, a producer, song producer called Gray. He's also really hot and he has amazing talent. So I was Googling about him.
Okay, I'm going to have to check him out and Dean.
Yeah, you have to.
Okay, last question, Sonia. What is the greatest life advice you've ever received?
All right, this is one idol, like singer that I love called CL. You know her?
She's
pop. CL.
Yes, I love her.
Yeah, that Hello Bitches. Yeah, she's a Korean artist too. And yeah, and she once told in an interview, I was struggling because of all the hate and stuff. And she once told in an interview that you should love those people who hate you because they give more energy out there, like more than those who love you to hate. Like hate has more power, right? It needs more energy. So you should love them because they're giving more energy to you, whether it's bad or good. So kind of appreciate them as well. And then,
yeah,
you know?
That's really amazing. That's an amazing way to look at it. Like, get very good perspective.
It actually changed my perspective towards haters. I started feeling love for them.
Yeah.
Because if
only
so
we could
time.
All feel like that.
Yeah. And that really, like, no, it took time to believe in that. But the words, like what she told in that interview, like really made me like change my perceptions.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, that's a good note to leave on. I love that advice.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Sonia. Right. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you today. And
same here. Like, I'm so happy to share everything that I wanted to. Like,
oh, good. All right. Well, we love chatting with you and we can't wait to continue following you with all your dreams. Before we go, tell everyone where we can find you online.
You guys can follow me on Instagram by the name Share Vanity Sonia. And with the same name, I have a blog, www.sharevanitysonia.com. I would love if you guys follow me and read my blogs.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you so much for having me. Had a great time.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Julie. So let's do a little host-to-host chat here. Welcome back, I should say, from Mexico. You've been gone for over a month. How does it feel coming back?
It feels good. I would say re-entry has been not so easy, but it never is, right? When you're away for a while.
No, it's hard.
It is hard. Just back to reality, back to the daily grind. And hopefully coming back, though, with a little bit of resilience towards saying yes to everything that we're asked to do. That's always our goal when we come back.
And like a rested soul, right? You're nice and rested. Tan skin, everyone's happy.
Oh, we have pictures of it. We did a tanning contest.
Oh my gosh.
And I just found them on my iPad last night, the four of our arms out. And sad to say I won.
Okay, well, two things. If you're going to talk about it, you got to share it. So you're going to have to story that or something. I want to see it myself. So.
Okay. All right. I'll do it.
Okay. Well, welcome back. We're glad to have you back.
Thank you.
We want to thank you for listening today. And if you like the show, we would love for you to head over to iTunes and give us a positive review. While you're there, check out We Get to Know Travel and We Get to Know Eat Well. You can find us at wegettoknow.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, and on social media at We Get to Know. Head over to Instagram. We'd love to hear from you and get your opinions on guests and show ideas. Our music is provided by the talented Blake Atwell of Studio 1916. Until next time, take care as we continue to get to know all of our favorite influencers and bloggers.
Hey, Tedra.
Hey, Julie.
So we have a little bit of a fashion. No, we don't. Fashion. Hey, Tedra.
Hey, Julie.
So we have a little bit of an international and multi.
Yay, I'm not the only one.
Hey, Tedra.
Hey, Julie.
So we have a little bit of an international and multicultural theme happening on our fashion podcast for a few weeks. And today is no different. Mm-hmm. We are speaking.
I don't know why I was doing that. As soon as I started doing it, I'm like, why am I doing this?
Hey, Tedra.
Hey, Julie. I knew it. There's no way. I knew it.
Hey, Tedra.
Hey, Julie.
So we have a little bit of an international multicultural theme happening on our fashion podcast. Fodfest? Fodfest.